The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello and welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother and 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin McElroy.
You know, folks, here we are. It's the end of a tour.
The end of our four...
It's been our four-day tour. And we are not as young as we once were.
That's how time works.
And this tour has been plagued with completely unavoidable injuries.
Was anybody at the Minneapolis show last night? All right, don't tell what happened, but... I suffered a very brave injury.
On top of Griffin's unavoidable injury.
Brave, heroic.
Griffin fell backwards in his chair. It's really the only injury you can sustain in our format. We don't have a lot of pyrotechnics.
Well, that's not true. It made local newspaper headlines that said Hero Boy has good fall.
Yeah. Hero Boy saves show with pratfall. I had the unavoidable injury of one of the hosts of Hello from the Magic Tavern, Adil Rafai. You know how sometimes you unavoidably arm wrestle someone seven times?
Because you unavoidably drank.
Because you unavoidably drank bourbon. And, like, then you wake up and you're old and, like, your shoulders and your arms hurt. And then the next day, different parts of your body hurt. That's what old age is, by the way, young people. I have sustained a 48-hour spectrum of energy, like injuries, from arm wrestling, some of which took 36 hours to develop.
And I have a fever right now.
And so this
morning... I had a fever so bad last night that I started trying to figure out who would... be Justin tonight.
Yeah.
That's how bad this fever was.
And I know, listen, you're all listening to this right now, and you're like, money back, please. And I get that. And this morning
but
when
no,
we...
But no!
But no! No!
There's no refunds.
We need that body for, like, we need that money for operations, apparently, to our old bodies.
Here's the thing. We woke up this morning real early, and then we got on a train...
Not just any train, the Empire Builder.
The Empire Builder!
It's a line that goes from Chicago to Seattle. We took it just on the brief leg, the too brief leg, from Minneapolis to Milwaukee, which was only 6 hours. And I don't think there's anything that's 6 hours where at the end of it, I think, oh man, I can't believe it's over. But that's the way I felt after this train today. I couldn't believe that I had to get off the train.
It healed my back.
Yep.
Yeah. It made me not have drunkenly arm wrestled Adil Rafai. It was amazing.
Justin still does have a fever.
Uh-oh. But I'm feeling good. Now, I was feeling a little rough 45 seconds ago back there. But then I came out and I opened up a tall, cool glass of Milwaukee Energy. And now you've fed it into me. And I so appreciate that.
And just so you know, and I don't like to throw my power behind things lightly, but ride more trains.
Just, yeah.
They're great. I want them to have a resurgence that I can take a train, like, to the grocery store.
Even their announcements are like 100 times better than airplane announcements. Can you have the...
Hold on. I'll see if it'll work.
I don't know if we got permission from... There was a gentleman named Will who kept doing announcements that were the best shit I had ever heard in my entire life. And I looked forward to them because he wasn't doing the usual like Southwest Airlines Austin Powers impression.
All right, let's do it.
I have it. See if you can hear this. Okay, I'll do my best.
Ice cold beer. It is now being served in the cafe bar. So come on down. Grab that sweet treat, that tasty snack, that cool beverage, and don't forget that delicious cup of coffee always made with love. Nice people, come say hi, come grab that vodka tonic, that gin and juice, that...
As well. I had, and you know what? I didn't need those things, but you know I had to get down there to see that guy. And he was as delightful as you would hope he would be in person.
It was amazing.
Thank you, Will. Thank you, Trains. Thank you, Choo Choo Trains.
Thank you, Trains.
Thank you, Trains.
Should we do our thing where we do the questions?
So we got an advice show, as you've certainly guessed by now.
We're going to take an intermission. Not right now, but... We will be taking intermission like...
We're going to be taking several intermissions throughout the night.
Justin will be asleep during the whole intermission, just straight up. But when
we've got an 8-minute diarrhea intermission. I'll let you know.
But when we come back from intermission, we're going to do audience questions. So we want you to be thinking about those now, prepping, and stealing yourself for when you stand up and there's lights up and you're like, oh, shit, there's a lot of people here.
Yeah.
And you have to talk in front of them.
Get it.
I have a coworker who, immediately after crossing the doorway of the bathroom, starts unbuckling and unzipping his pants as he walks to the urinal. He doesn't seem to have a medical condition or even have to go with any urgency. My question to you, brothers, is how close to the toilet do you need to be in order to start getting ready?
It's a good...
Who's that by no name?
No
Are
name.
You here?
Yes! Holy shit! Are you 9 feet tall?
I don't know if that came from the balcony or if they're 9 feet tall.
It's a good question because if you think about it,
Not Close Enough in Nina was that name. I don't know why I didn't
Close
copy.
Enough in Nina. Okay. So the weird thing is if you think about it, if you start that literally the second before you cross the threshold of the bathroom, it's a crime. And... then you get across through the threshold, and it's not a crime anymore.
What are we even doing
here?
Yeah,
so I feel like from a legality perspective, you're fine once you cross the threshold.
Holy shit, I've never thought about it before, but I can't think of any other, well, maybe a bedroom, a room that's like, it's okay, if you do it in here, it's not a crime.
Nude zones.
Yeah, like just that idea of like,
nude
we
zones.
Have designated that there's something in this paint that protects your nudity.
It's lead, so Jesus can't see you.
And Superman.
Jesus and Superman can't see what happens in the bathroom.
I wouldn't do this not from a question of decency, but just of like my pants falling down. I mean, that's funny once.
Yeah.
But
get in the bathroom and you're just like, what? Like, it's kind of...
You walk to the urinal with your pants around your ankles like you're a toddler?
That's what I'm saying. It's maybe funny once. If you're that person in
what?
The office.
They mentioned, I don't think they have a medical condition. What medical condition would necessitate... I need constant breeze on my zone.
You know, the problem here is that... we have lost something in the world, and specifically in this country.
Human decency.
No, but yes. Bathroom attendants. Because it was their job
what
to say...
What are they going to do?
It was their job to be like, no.
No.
You're suggesting it was a bathroom attendant's job to let you know, and begin.
Consummate your toilet.
Yes. Right this way, sir.
Nope, not yet. I saw it.
Go right ahead. When we, Dad and I flew in together and we went...
And boy, are his arms tired.
No.
No, even I'm going to say no to that one.
No. We flew in through Atlanta, and
boy, are his arms tired.
Shit.
So our airplane landed in Atlanta before leaving for another
damn it.
Stop. And they had a bathroom attendant in there, and we were waiting in line. You're going to have to, I wish I had like a diagram, but we were waiting in line for the toilet stalls, and there was a line of urinals in front of us, and then there was a line of urinals to the right that would have been out of sight for us. And there was a bathroom attendant standing right in front of Dad and I, and he was going, urinals, and then pointed at the ones that were open to our right. And then he, again, urinals right here. And then he said, urinals right over here, fellas. There's several urinals open right here. Fellas, urinals right here. Like five times. And eventually I had to look at this man dead in the eye and say, I'm going to poop. Like, I know. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to poop.
You should have just walked over and pooped in the urinal. Like,
you're the boss.
Okay.
Went in Atlanta.
You're the expert, I guess.
Yeah, it's your bathroom, man. If you want to attend to that, I guess that's your prerogative.
How about a Yahoo?
Yahoo.
This Yahoo was actually sent in by a lot of people. Thank you, everybody who sent this one, and it's by Yahoo Answers user Amber, who asks, what did Christian Grey say in the clean TV version of the movie 50 Shades of Grey? He said, I don't make love, I blank hard. What word did he say there in the clean version of the movie suitable for TV? I cannot believe TBS would put in the elbow grease required to get this cut going.
Yeah.
I get hard.
I am
hard.
No, see, I don't think that would work
either.
That's
still not.
I don't have, what is it? I don't make love?
I don't make love.
I don't make love, I hump. I don't make love, I hump.
You don't understand what censorship is. I'd be like,
I don't make love, I love hard.
I think you can allude to having, I think it's just like the F word that they're having a problem with. Did I just, I think it's fuck. Sorry, we're all grown-ups here, unlike
it's
TBS.
Gonna be a ribald show.
Yeah. I don't make love.
They edit in a hand.
A digital hand appears.
I don't make love. I, you know.
They use that digital hand so much during
so
the movie.
So many times. It covers.
This is my secret room. In here, we're gonna and do shh.
During the sex scenes, they edit in like eight of them, just all angled at different.
Nope. That would be so good. Nobody wants to look at the black censor bars anymore. They just want to see like a guy up there, just like.
And he's like watching as he keeps up with it. Like, oh God, why are they moving so much?
I think they should just have digital parents' fingers come in front of the screen. Just like four fingers cover what you see.
But digital guy who's blocking the whole screen
right.
would be great because he's watching. And he's like, whoa, no way.
Oh, your parents would be watching too. They wanted to watch an erotic film. They're not going to miss out on some of the erotic scenes.
Yeah, it's there for no parent has put on an erotic film and be like, oh no. Well, I keep saying erotic film. No parent has put on an erotic film. Period. You're all welcome. Sleep well. What if they just leaned into the censorship and it was like, I don't make love, I study hard.
And you should too. Here's a pencil and a candle.
I pray hard, so extra hard and loud.
Sign my pray contract. This is 50 Shades of Pray.
They should. This is a. No, they're missing a money making opportunity. I don't make love, I Fritos. What, Christian?
You These are my me. Fritos jeans.
Put your Fritos on the floor. I'm going to spray Doritos all over your Pringles.
Are you ready to get flavor blasted?
Are you ready to get flavor blasted?
And then you just see like a bag of Doritos covering the sex scenes.
Yeah.
It was just like the whole thing.
And a lot of movies with sex scenes that go on TBS or USA, characters welcome. What they do is they just zoom and like tight crop on the non-sexual parts of the sex that's happening. And I feel like for this movie, it's just like...
to a tiny frame.
Or just like a slow pan to like a photo frame in the background. Just like his dog. It's just like...
just crops up. If you cut all the sex scenes out of 50 Shades of Grey, it's basically a short film about a very rich businessman that does not go to work. I haven't seen the second one, 50 Shades Harder? 50 Shades?
50 Shades Harder.
50 Shades Danker? Is that the one?
And that one he just goes to work the whole time.
We were talking about a question we were thinking about doing that we decided not to do, but during the discussion of that, Travis introduced the phrase into the world, 50 Shades of Grey SMR, and we're not going to do anything with that. It's just that I wanted to record it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I was so proud of it. You know how like you hatch a baby bird and then someone's like, I'm going to kill that. And you're like, oh, I wish you wouldn't.
I wish it would just stay.
That's how I felt.
Stay in the world.
I wish you wouldn't kill my baby bird, but I get it. It's not funny.
I went to Penn Station before seeing Thor Ragnarok with one of my friends.
No spoilers. Mm-hmm.
While at Penn Station, my friend began to make sex sounds and faces while eating
this
a sandwich.
This is a raunchy.
It's a very raunchy.
Randy affair.
It's all the questions are sexually themed. Sorry, we should have warned you ahead of time. This is a very sexual
because
episode.
As we start to get sick and beaten up, get horny.
Get horny. We're severely broken people.
I think I've got a fever.
Yeah, you do.
When asked why he was doing this, he looked at me dead in the eyes and said, it's just that good. He's a very enthusiastic person, but this behavior takes that to a new level. Can I remain friends with him? Should I just never go to Penn Station with him again? Help me, brothers. Are you here?
Is your friend here? And if you are here, please... Just a yes noise.
Simple,
just a regular
a present
yes
would be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it possible your friend had never had a sandwich before? Because here's the thing. This is nothing against sandwich chains, but to have a sandwich is like, my God.
Yeah, it's not possible.
Like, that's like... legend,
also,
right?
Also, you can have a sandwich orgasm and still be demure about it.
Yeah.
Like when Harry met Sally, but you eat it and you're like... and then that's it.
I'm going to finish this sandwich.
It's not all
wouldn't
yelling and yelling.
That seemed to be more upsetting if she was like trying to cloak it, wouldn't it? I'll actually have another table. If you could move me away from that woman, that would be great. Do you remember off the top of your head which Penn Station offering it was, what sandwich it was that your friend enjoyed? The club.
Club sandwich?
It wasn't even hot. It wasn't even hot. It was a cold club sandwich. There's not even like a good or bad with that. It's just the bread and the cheese and the meat. I mean,
when I lived in L.A.,
this is a story about a good sandwich you ate one time, I'll walk off the stage.
No. It's when we lived in Culver City. There was university housing next to us, and every Sunday for 6 months, we could hear someone make loud sex noises.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It was every Sunday from 3 to 4. And the thing was, there was no peak or valley to it. It was 3 o'clock to 3:00:01 for an hour. And I bring this up because much like that, Your friend was trying to prove something about how much they were enjoying the sandwich. Like, we get it.
Or how loud an orgasm they can have. Both of which are kind of meaningless accomplishments, I feel like.
Did it continue throughout the day? Did he see Thor Ragnarok and like, oh, the fights! I love when Thor does it!
You get a free popcorn refill. It's such a great value!
Extra better! I've never sounded like that having sex ever.
How about a different...
What?
I mean, I know what it is.
This just came in. This one was just came in so hot, I didn't even know I was going to do it. Until I found it on
how did it get on your iPad?
It was on here, and I forgot about it, and then it popped up while I was looking for something else. $100 watch. This is kind of a different one, because usually we have a tapestry of a narrative, and this is a much shorter kind of thing, but I just wanted to highlight a user on eBay that posted a lot of haunted dolls.
They're regular Indiana Jones of haunted dolls with all of their discoveries.
Her name's Punkin' Leah.
One again?
Punkin' Leah. And she does short stories.
Yeah. Wait, the user is Punkin' Leah.
Punkin' Leah.
The doll doesn't write short stories.
No.
Oh, man, that would have been a good homework hack.
Here we go. Here's the first one. Haunted doll possessed by demonic entity. This doll is so chilling. She screams random times. Nights are favorable. Has been caught turning her head on her own, and my pets will even not go near. End of listing.
That's it?
That's the listing. New doll. This doll scares the shit out of me. It always moves on its own, which is terrifying. And we've even heard laughs in the middle of the night. I thought I could handle it. But this is the next level haunted. I need it gone. End of list.
Price to move.
I didn't even
know. How much? How much? Go back to that one. How much?
$18. I need it gone.
I didn't even know you could cuss on eBay.
New doll. Don't let the sweet face fool you. I've had many haunted items throughout the years, but never one that completely moved in front of me and bawled daylight. Literally scared the shit out of me. End of listing. This sweet petite little thing is evil to the core. I've woke up now numerous times with her in my bed. I have removed it from my house in hopes of preventing this from happening again. I want her gone. Any offer is considered. $25. Don't let the cute face fool you. This possessed doll is terrifying. She likes to disappear. She don't like to stay where you put her. And she even giggles at night. I'm ready for her to disappear forever. She scares the hell out of me. Please beware. End of listing.
I do like that there's a sliding scale of this one scares the shit out of me. This one just scares the hell out of me. It's not as bad.
These are all from the same person. And they were all posted within an hour of each other. Hey, Leah. How are things at your house? Seems like you've got kind of a wild house right now.
Hey, Leah, why not one bulk sale?
Do you want some scary as shit dolls at a low, low price? Have I got a group deal for you?
I want all these bastards gone.
Here's my question. Usually when you do a haunted doll watch, it's like, they will watch over you when you sleep and they go, healing power. Who is scanning through eBay, like, where's the scariest fucking asshole I can buy?
They're all pretty scary to me, but
I don't know. It's scary at first, but then if you get one that's like, shh, I got you.
I have calming energies.
That would actually be, right now, kind of nice.
All right, Griffin, did you have a Yahoo for us?
I did, and it is sent in by Level 9000, Drew Davenport. It's Yadru Answers user. Sorry. Something has gone wrong. Or try to reload the page and see if the data will appear on my laptop. It has not appeared on the laptop. Guess I'm going to call this one...
Annabelle.
Randy. Randabelle asks, If someone came up with the idea of a meat drink, would you drink it?
It seems as if people will try anything these days.
Point of order, you did come up with the idea of a meat drink.
What if someone came up with
I just did.
Oh, no.
I just came up with the idea of a meat drink.
We've made drink out of everything.
Yeah.
Vegetables.
Yes.
Fruits.
Yes.
Grains.
Yes. Orbits.
Orbits, the fifth element.
Zima,
the sixth element.
But now meat. You gotta cloak it pretty good. I think like V8 doesn't have the courage to put vegetable in it. They gotta shorten it. If they could just call that drink vegetables lots, no one would like it. But you do have, they put an 8, so it's a finite number. Like, yes, there are vegetables,
but
there's a limited
number. I'm drinking 8.
No veggies, though. But so you gotta hide the meat. So what I think you should do is it should just say on the bottle, Pepsi. But then in really small letters below that, it says meat. And it doesn't have a lot of meat.
It could just be one little, when you start production, it could just be one tiny little boba tea bubble of meat.
Yeah.
And you could be drinking your Pepsi unaware and just like,
Okay, hold on. A lot of you just went, oh, how often do you drink your Pepsi and think, I wonder what's in this?
So what I'm saying is you do that, and then gradually over the weeks and months, you add a little more meat into it, and you make the font bigger on meat. So eventually it just says meat, and then at the bottom, like printed on the bottom, it says like a PepsiCo product. And it's pretty much all meat at that point. Just a big cylinder of meat in a drink.
This is great because I feel like the biggest roadblock of any new culinary idea, it's just getting people over their hang-ups. No?
Yeah, just do you have a solution for it, or?
I don't know. Maybe,
all right.
Maybe tell them they've been drinking meat all along and something else. When people are like, oh, meat, I'm like, what do you think is an orange juice? Oh, shit, you're right.
Oh, shit, you're right. I guess there's meat
orange
in it.
Orange juice is just, like, fruit meat.
I possess no critical thinking skills, so yeah, I guess orange juice is meat.
You just gotta get like a Kardashian and be like, I love meat drink.
I love meat drink, by which I mean Sunny Delight.
Paul's got my meat drink. Hold on. Thanks, Paul. It's just coffee.
Hey.
With booze.
Broth. Oops.
Oh, man.
Shit! I just thought.
Shit!
It is like a meat. Damn it.
You've been drinking it this whole time.
Well, hopefully you have not been drinking broth. We don't have an audience of octogenarians that have just been nursing broth this whole time.
My God.
Damn it. It was right in front of us the whole
time.
Damn
it, broth.
God damn.
I got another question.
Okay.
All right. I'm an illustrator pursuing my art degree at an art school.
We get it.
In the area, and noticed something troubling during my time at art school. We have to take figure drawing classes, you know, where you draw naked people for hours in basically the dark. It's a great way to learn about the human body. But whenever we have male models, many of my classmates refuse to draw the pippas. How do you advise and encourage my fellow students to stop being cowards and draw that dang dick already? See, like we said, very sexual show.
Yeah, no kidding. Wait.
Okay.
Are you here? Yeah, hello. Very close.
When you say refuse.
Like refuse.
Is it like they just robe and someone loudly announces, I'm going to stop at the dick. And there's nothing you can say. Isn't this homework?
You can't
the dog ate the penis part of my drawing.
When you turn it in, does the teacher return it with like a circle and an X? Like, didn't draw that. You came so close.
Your art was wrong. I am into this idea of just drawing all of it, including that nasty thing. And then you just grab at the penis part of the art and you tear it away. And then you could say, like, got caught in the subway doors again.
If you were the person who was modeling for this, and after the class, you were like, I'm going to go look at some of the art. And then you looked at all the art, and no one drew your dick. You might have a second or two where you're like, why did I have to have my dick out? I mean, if you aren't gonna, it's kind of a tree falls in the forest kind of thing of like.
If a tree falls in the forest and nobody saw the tree stick.
If nobody.
Listen, if you don't want to draw my dick, I don't want you to draw my dick. I'm fine.
If you're modeling and no one draws your dick, you pretty much just had your dick out.
Yeah.
I mean, basically. Maybe a. Like a nice bikini brief down there to make people feel more comfortable.
That's worse, I
it's
feel
worse,
like.
Isn't it?
No, here's what you do then. You have the, so the model wears underpants, maybe MeUndies.
And this is beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, they wear.
This whole process is beautiful. I don't want to stigmatize art drawings.
No, nude art is great. They're wearing their underpants, right? And then whoever wants to draw that can. And then they leave, and anyone who
and
doesn't
then the
want
real
to leave,
fun begins.
And then. Someone else comes in and they're wearing a bodysuit except for a cutout around their penis. And then anyone who wants to draw the penis can finish the drawing.
Maybe.
Alternatively, we take the art drawn by your coward classmates who are afraid of this beautiful.
Afraid of the human body.
And we just fill in the space. By going online on literally any game that involves drawing at all, any sort of universe, literally anything where anybody is allowed to draw anything in an online environment. And we take the ocean of dicks from those and we copy and paste.
What if you maybe sort of adjusted the pose of the life model so their pose was sort of like, huh?
Undeniable.
Like pointing two fingers with the finger guns pointing at their penis. Because then if you draw that and don't draw what they're pointing to, that is bad art.
We're about 5 minutes in, by the way, and that's the first time one of us said the word penis.
Fair enough.
We're children.
I am right now picturing a television show.
Not how I thought that was going to...
No. Maybe a YouTube series of somebody in like a green screen bodysuit, except for a cutout around the penis.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, I wouldn't.
And then it's
that.
Just the adventures of a penis hanging out in different places.
Yeah.
And listen, I know.
No, you don't.
But I'm
I
a
don't
child,
think...
and I think it's funny as shit.
All right. But that place would have to be the bathroom or the bedroom, the two places that.
The two places you could shoot something like that.
Maybe come up with like. Draw your own and then get like copies of your drawing in sticker form. And then you can just waggle around and like add it to everyone's drawing and be like, you're welcome. Collabo.
Yeah, you can borrow my penis that I drew. I worked really hard on it. Maybe you should draw just the penis next time. How about this, everyone?
We have another Yahoo. I feel exhausted by the tone of the episode. This one's also sent in by Level 9000, Jan Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's from Ya Drew Answers user Jonathan Santana, who asks, is it possible to build toy with fake muscles, skin, veins, bones, organs, etc.? I want to have a toy Smurf with fake muscles, veins, skin, bones, organs, etc.
Some,
you know. That's the end of it. Sorry, I read that wrong. I want to have a toy Smurf with fake muscles, veins, skin, bones, organs, etc. You know.
I don't.
So, where can I possibly order to get one, and what would be an estimate on how much it would cost? P.S. I want it to be realistic, not fake-looking.
This person wants to get into some Gargamel play, and I appreciate that, and I celebrate them.
What does Gargamel play entail? He asked, terrified.
It's just like, welcome to another Gargamel play video. I'm going to squish some more of those delicious Smurfs through my sexy red boots. And then you just squish them for money on a webcam.
But just Smurfs?
Just Swish.
How did we turn this one?
Okay, hold on. To that point, Griffin, if somebody says, I want a toy with muscles, skin, bones, and organs,
that's really
they're
rough.
Either going to crush it
in a movie that they're making at home.
Like, autopsy it.
That's worse.
Fuck it or eat it.
You just kind of slid that in there.
I noticed you just kind of slid that in there. No, I stand by it.
I'm so tired of talking about
I should make it clear. I know we're talking about a lot of dirty stuff. If y'all try to get up to those audience mics and ask those dirty questions,
we'll disappear.
It's kind of an act one, act two thing, okay? So,
Shit.
Do you think they want to make a fake crime scene? And maybe they want to play like Smurf Perot. And they
Somebody
Smurf this fucking dude.
His Smurf and Smurf guts are everywhere. Get a Smurf.
Yahoo Answers user Drake Bijou answered, check in stores.
And that's the best answer.
Please, 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 please go to your local Toys R Us or KB Toys. Hey, I'm looking for a... So, let me know if you have this. I know, holidays are around, inventory limited. I get it. And I should have been more proactive with this. I'm looking for a Smurf with real muscles, veins, skin, bones, organs, etc. Real skin? Yes.
You heard me.
And
the customer is always right.
I could just go on Amazon, but you know what? I support local shops.
Like Toys R Us.
Mom and pop shops.
Mom and pop Smurf body shops.
Buy God your bless. Can you imagine if you went into a Toys R Us and said that to an employee, like, we don't have it, but...
I know a guy. We can get the Smurf.
He's the grossest person ever.
That's kind of his thing, is he's really gross. But he'll have what you need.
I really should have kept my head on a swivel with this question, because I should have known there's only really one use for a Smurf with real organs.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, everybody.
What's that, Griffin?
It's probably smushing their sex or eating. I feel like I've disappointed myself.
Well, that's all right.
Daddy, can I listen to your podcast?
No. Not this one.
Daddy wishes he didn't listen to his podcast. I don't see why the next generation should.
Hey, everybody. This is Griffin. Thank you so much for listening to our live episode from... last November that we recorded in Milwaukee. I think at this point we've put up all of the shows from our Midwest tour. We had such a great time. And thank you, Midwestern Territory, for welcoming us with wide open arms. Sorry that we returned the favor by turning in, like, an inexplicably randy episode. We're putting up a live show because Justin and Sydney just had a baby, and we are very happy and very excited. I'm going to be traveling this weekend to Huntington to go meet her, and we're really excited, and so Justin's taking a little bit of time off, and so we got this live episode for you, and we hope that you enjoy it. And I'm here right now to tell you about our advertisers this week. Our first one is Squarespace. Squarespace is great. We used it to make McElroyShows.com, and I used it to make GriffinMcElroy.com. It's super cool and easy to make a really good-looking website. You can turn your cool idea into a new website using Squarespace. You can sell products and services of all kinds. You can announce an upcoming event or a special project and more. I mean, do whatever you want with the dang website. I don't give a fart. They do that by giving you beautiful customizable templates created by world-class designers. Everything's optimized for mobile right out of the box, and it's they got a new way to buy domains and choose from over 200 extensions. You got free and secure hosting. You got all kinds of great stuff using Squarespace. So right now, head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. At squarespace.com, enter the code MYBROTHER. I also want to tell you all about Texture. Hey, Have you ever walked by a newsstand and seen a stunning magazine cover that makes you want to stop and peek inside, or read a cover headline that makes you need to know more right now? Well, next time you do, remember Texture. With the Texture app, not only do you get a peek, you get the whole damn magazine, plus unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like Time, The Atlantic, The New Yorker, and Wired. And right now, you can try Texture for free. Just imagine having your favorite magazine and their back issues anytime, anywhere. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/mybrother, all one word. Obviously, that's how URLs work. And if you choose to continue, podcast listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That's $9.99 a month. I don't know why I said it long ways like that. Go to texture.com/mybrother to start your free trial today. One more time, that's texture.com/mybrother. texture.com/mybrother. I also want to tell you all about Casper. We are supported in part by Casper this week. It's a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of products to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience one night at a time. They offer affordable prices because Casper cuts out the middleman and sells directly to the consumer. We have a Casper mattress. We all do, actually, that we all sleep on. And, you know, I got one in the guest room that I sleep on, and it's so comfy. I say when I sleep on it only occasionally, and I've talked about my reasons for doing so, and I'm not going to get into it again, but they are gastrointestinal in nature, and I don't think Casper loves it when I bring that up, but it's a very, very comfortable bed, regardless of why you sleep on it. Casper brand mattresses combine multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with the right amount of sink and the right amount of bounce. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial. You can also get $50 towards selected mattresses by visiting casper.com/mybrother and using the promo code MYBROTHER at checkout. Terms and conditions, they do apply on that one. Got a few jumbotrons here. This first one is to tell you all about Megan and RJ's quest to ruin classic literature one book at a time on the podcast Oh No Lit Class, which is a very good name for a podcast. You can listen to it at ohnolitclass.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Oh No Lit Class is a comedy literature podcast hosted by two bitter English grads here to tell you all the weird and sexy things you never knew about the books you had to read in school. We're a fun, foul-mouthed, rather they are, we're also pretty fun and foul-mouthed, but they're a fun, foul-mouthed spark notes for your ears, mixing plot summaries, author bios, and trivia with filthy jokes, bad impressions, and worse singing. Learn what book was written as a petty act of spite, how the author of The Scarlet Letter got stuck shoveling poop, and why Dracula absolutely deserves to be kink-shamed. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't own that. Sometimes we just read the things that people write in the letters. Although I do want to know more. Okay, anyway, that's Oh No Lit Class. OhNoLitClass.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I have a message here for Chelsea, and it's from Rob the Best. And Rob wrote that, so keep that in mind as I read this message. Hey, Chelsea, you are such a great friend. It is such a blast playing board games, world building, and spending hours theory crafting Dark Souls lore together. That's absolutely my jam. Previously, you paid the brothers to say that I was the best, and now I am paying them to officially make you the coolest. Seriously, brothers, she is the coolest. Here's to more Gundyr goofs. There's nothing funny about Champion Gundyr. You know, they've been through a lot, and they're a real pain in the ass first boss. Boy, I hope everybody listening to this has played Dark Souls 3. Anyway, congratulations, Chelsea. You are now officially the coolest. Got another message here. This one's for Bill, and it's from Gretchen and Casey, who say, Bill, we're so excited that you're moving to Portland. We're really looking forward to spending more... I don't know why I made that sound sarcastic. We're really looking forward to spending more time with you in old ways. Metal Gear? And new McElroy show listening parties? Combine those two. Ain't no law against that. May Mansion Land West continue to grow in numbers and radness. Love, Casey and Gretchen. Congratulations. Metal Gear. Hey, thanks for listening to the show, and thank you for tweeting about the show, and thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Thanks for the Maximum Fun Network. Well, thanks to them, but thanks for them, God and Jesus. So many great shows on the network. Just go to MaximumFun.org and you're just gonna love what you hear. I'm gonna hop off here now. I think we'll probably have a new episode next. I mean, we'll have an episode next week, but I think Justin will be back and ready to record. So we will be around to knock out a new episode for you, and I hope you'll stay tuned for that one. So I'll talk to you next week, and goodbye. Hey, this is Griffin McElroy.
Hi, this is Rachel McElroy.
And we've got a new podcast on Maximum Fun called Wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's an enthusiast podcast where we talk about things that we're excited about and things that you're excited about.
Things like overalls.
24-hour Sudafed.
The grand prize game.
The fact that wombats use their butts to kill predators.
The soundtrack to the movie Dick Tracy.
The beach potion we call Bud Light Lime.
All these things and more every Wednesday, and we'll also talk about things that you're excited about.
You can find us on MaximumFun.org or iTunes or wherever. I don't know, just search Wonderful. Google it, you'll probably get there.
Travis is exhausted right now, and yeah, probably will so be for the remainder of the show.
You know how you're like, oh, when I go to a rock show and it takes them forever to come on stage, they're probably like partying. No, I had to use the bathroom, but it was upstairs, and we pressed for the elevator, and it was taking a while, and I thought, I'll just run up eight stairs.
Eight flights of stairs, not eight huge one-story high stairs.
And I made it four floors.
And we had already called the elevator, so the elevator came down, and we were like, don't worry about it. He's running up the stairs. So they're like, okay, fine. And then he ran back.
And I came slow, ran, thank you so much for that. I hobbled back down the stairs. I was like, what was I thinking? And then we had to call the elevator again.
And when we say call the elevator, there's a literal person who's running.
There's Maya.
And they know our shame.
Yes. Maya is running.
So we're going to start doing some audio.
Okay. All right.
So we're going to turn things over to...
Oh, my gosh.
I want to munch. Hey, everybody, welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast inside a podcast.
What a delight.
Now, Griffin, why did you IP theft our brother?
I IP thefted our brother because in the 2 hours preceding the show, Justin was unconscious for an hour and a half of it. And I thought I would sort of help you out with a Munch Squad.
Where there is one pair of footprints tracked through an Arby's is where you carried me.
Here, where you stepped on all the roast beef. That was because there are horny people on the internet, my child.
We can't say the word. All right, banned words for the half two of the show. Horny, boner, any variation of peppis, peepus.
Beeper.
Beeper is even off limits. So Taco Bell's done something.
Returning Munch Squad favorite, Taco Bell.
Well, this is a... They're broadening the horizons of what Munch Squad can be. It's a collabo project with food favorite, Forever 21. Press release. Taco Bell and Forever 21 are making wardrobes a whole lot saucier this fall.
Excellent.
Taco Bell and Forever 21 will come together this October. This is an older one. This October to celebrate personal style and self-expression ahead of the launch of Taco Bell's first fashion collection collaboration. These two like-minded brands. What?
Accurate.
Together.
We both want to sell stuff.
Together at the intersection of culture and innovation.
Welcome to our TED Talk.
Are joining forces to make fall wardrobes a whole lot saucier. While they're at it, they'll help fans keep the heat up and the fun on in more ways than one.
Unless these clothes are lined with hot sauce, there is only the one way that clothes keep you warm.
By capturing the content that personifies, quote, forever Taco Bell, you literally just described college. The essence of the preview event, fans can actively take part in the ultimate fashion after party. Here's some quotes from Marissa Thalberg, chief marketing officer at Taco Bell Corp, who has almost certainly been on the show before.
Certainly.
We often think of Taco Bell as the fast fashion of food. What?
What could that possibly mean? You don't even think of Taco Bell as the fast food of food.
We often think of Taco Bell as the fast fashion of food, given how we continuously introduce innovative, limited edition products that everyone can enjoy. So when it came time...
Assuming they don't have IBS.
Yeah. So when it came time for our first ever retail collaboration, we knew our partner had to be the leader in actual fast fashion. Is that something?
Is that something?
We've seen our fans get individually creative in expressing their love for Taco Bell through fashion. No, you haven't. You've seen sweatpants and more sweatpants.
That's it.
And we believe this collection with Forever 21 is going to be everything they could expect from us in extending the Taco Bell lifestyle. Sad. To fashion. Original. Affordable. Creative. A little quirky. And definitely fun.
So fun.
Can I jump back a little bit? I love that they say, we often think of Taco Bell as something. Like, okay. You can think about your own thing in whatever way you want. Unless you can say other people think about it, it ain't true.
I have to read this next quote from Linda Chang, Forever 21 Vice President of Merchandising, who says in her first sentence, we are excited about this partnership with Taco Bell.
This is what you got in the fashion industry, right, Linda?
It's maybe a bit of a one-sided relationship. Forever 21, hell yeah, fast food fashion. That's nothing, but we're here for it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Listen, we're just trying to beat Amazon.
Food, like fashion, is driven by trends and culture, I guess. Merging fashion and food in this collection gives our customers a new way to experience both our brands.
When was the last time food was driven by trends?
The only time that food, Taco Bell, and fashion have combined is when you get meat on your pants from your Taco Bell accidentally.
That said, I am excited to hear there's a way I can experience the Taco Bell brand without ingesting it. That is, I'm excited to have a new... that other avenue.
Well, because you want to support them,
I want to
but
support
God,
it, but
not through my mouth.
Yeah, this is the one human body I have.
Yeah. That's excellent. It.
I assume that their combination of sauce and clothing is sauce on clothing.
No, it's like clothing that looks like sauce. It's very fun and very Spencer's Gifts. Why not Spencer's Gifts?
That's your... like, look in the deep, dark truth of Mayor and Taco Bell. All right, so we want to get to audience questions now?
Yes,
all right,
please.
Audience questions... are, what? I want a munch! I want to munch! You know I was gonna take care of you, Milwaukee. Infirmed or no, you will munch.
I'm
we will
so
munch
sorry.
Together.
That was...
This comes to us direct from Miami, is the dateline on this particular release. Burger King restaurants uniquely use fire to flame grill the Whopper sandwich. Also known as America's favorite burger register mark. Getting fired might not be fun. But at Burger King restaurants, getting fired like the Flame Grill Whopper sandwich is always a good thing.
Webster's Dictionary defines fire.
We're going to burn you so bad with our hot grills.
No, we're going someplace with this. This is why Burger King restaurants will give a free Whopper sandwich to anyone who's been fired. But there's a hook. You must publicly confess to getting canned on LinkedIn.
That's right.
What?
Own your fire. It no. says that.
Own your fire?
Own your fire, peasant.
Do you want a free burger?
Enjoy your free burger.
Ruin your career.
Unemployed person. For $1.99 hamburger.
So here's what you do with your life. The one that you have. You remember you have the one life, right? With your life, you go to LinkedIn and post the following public message admitting you got fired.
No, there's specific wording.
Quote. Imagine seeing this out of context. Like, okay. 3 years in PR at Triple Point, and then right below that it says, I got fired. I want a free Whopper. Hashtag Whopper severance.
Wow. I can't believe the founder of Google is applying for a job here. Seems overqualified. Let's check that LinkedIn. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Before Google, they begged for a burger.
If you post that, you're going to receive a personalized link to get registered and receive a Whopper severance package in the mail, which comes with a... So here's the fucking thing, gang. You lose your job, and you got some time on your hands, and what you're going to do is post about getting fired on LinkedIn because you want a free hamburger, and then Burger King sends you a link to register for a thing where eventually they'll mail you a card for a free hamburger that you will get in the mail and be like, what the fuck is this?
I've been gainfully employed for 3 years.
Smash cut. Door opens slowly onto suburban home.
It has been said.
Let Travis finish his smash cut.
Okay. Smash cut.
Honey, how was work?
Well, I've got bad news and I've got good news. Bad news is I got fired.
We've lost everything.
We've lost our benefits, and you know how we just bought the house? But good news, I've got dinner covered in 6 months.
For one of us.
For me. Not our three triplets.
It has been said...
It's a very sad story.
It has been said that when one door closes, another one opens.
This promotion is here by the providence of God.
That's my favorite end of It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
You've lost everything, George. But I brought you this coupon.
In this case, it's a door to a delicious flame-grilled Whopper sandwich. That's cool. All right,
it's
so anyway.
A tiny door. It's a little door to a Whopper sandwich.
So anyway, that's the thing.
Travis, do you have a munch squad?
Well, I wrote a sad lib.
No,
he didn't. He didn't.
He did. He did
I
not.
I did not. No. I did not, because even I don't enjoy them anymore.
Okay.
Justin, I want to put out a formal apology. I'm sorry I stepped to the throne.
No,
I should have known.
No, it's all good. All right, let's get lower lights on us and all the lights on them.
All the lights that you have.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. So we're going to ask your name and your question, and then we're going to ask your name and your question. Whichever one we think we can decide, we can do the most help on, we'll dig a little bit deeper into that one. It doesn't mean you lost. If you don't get picked.
It actually, in many ways, means you won.
Yeah.
You get to sit down, which is always a win.
What is your name?
Anna.
Hi, hey, Anna. What is your question?
So when I first started dating my partner, he did this goof, and I didn't listen to your podcast, and I was really confused why he knew so much about farm life.
Okay.
And then during a recent Bros Better Best episode, I realized that Farm Wisdom wasn't an original goof of his, which did, he is here, but he does want me to say that he never actually claimed it was his own goof. He was just really cute, and I didn't want to, like, ruin what we had going on.
Yeah.
And we're married now, and I want to know what we should name our dog.
Okay. All right. And your name and question?
My name is Lane. I'm not sure I can top that, but...
Just talk about some shit for a while and then twist it at the very end.
Lane, just speak from the heart. It's not a competition, Lane.
Okay. I work in a tea shop, and we have free samples, a lot of free samples, right at the front. And I'm not always right there to, like, hand them out to people. So when people come up and try it, I, you know, try and casually walk towards them and tell them about what we have there, and they run.
Oh, okay.
They just, like, one out of every 100 will stay, but most of them just, like, bolts. Like, oh, just try, bye.
Yeah. So they just came in to score some free tea, and then...
How do I get people to stick around for your
now
your
listen,
tea lessons?
I think yours was very funny. One word answer, name it Goat. A dog named Goat is a very good name.
It's a good name for a dog. I hope that helps.
Is it a good name for a dog?
It's a great goat? Name for a dog.
Goat is a fucking kick-ass name for a dog. This is my dog, Goat.
And then when people ask you why, you say it stands for greatest of all time.
Can you?
It's a very good
dog. Wait. Go back to the mic. I'm not done. Can you name it something like, and I apologize, but bear with me, like Dookie Butt. And. Your house is going to have to burn down a little bit.
I live in an apartment.
That's less great, but dog saves you. Newspaper has to write it up, and that's awesome.
Thank you.
It's going to be in the headline.
Okay, so when you go to the people, do you sneak up behind them like a tea vampire and whisper in their ear, like, do you like what you're tasting?
Vlad the Infuser.
Don't. You only encourage him.
It was a good one.
You detecting some nice tannins? That one's got a real good tannin. What are you buying? What are you brewing? Got a lot of good teas on sale, stranger.
When you walk towards them, are you carrying like 8 cups of tea? Like, slosh, 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 come here.
Oh, no, wait. This is a good question. Are you walking towards them or are you running towards them?
Usually walking.
Are you ever holding 2 knives?
I think one knife would do it.
One knife would do it.
All right, I'm thinking about if I walk into this store, and tea is like one of those things where you want to feel like you get it, but unless you are like a student of it, you probably also understand that you have no fucking idea what you're talking. Like, I enjoy tea. I don't know fucking anything about tea. So if I see somebody coming over to me and be like, let me explain to you about tea, I will be like, I can't. I gotta go. But if you walk over and you say, ooh, I see you've chosen the best tea in the store. All of a sudden, I'm like, hey, I am a tea genius.
Oh, can I take it one step further?
Yeah.
You have to wait outside. You can't come from the back. You have to come in from the outside and then, like you are also a customer, be so impressed at this other customer in the wild, because nothing would make me feel better than someone who has no ulterior motive telling me I picked a good tea.
The problem is that you're sneaking up from behind them. So what I'm going to need you to do is to hide behind the counter. And then as they're getting the tea, I want you to just slowly sort of etch up.
You've always been having tea, Mr. Torrance.
Did that help?
Yes, actually.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
I'm realizing right now that maybe our second person didn't make it down.
Hey, what's up? What's your name?
Red.
Red. Hi, Red. What is your question, Red? Hates linguine or loves it?
My partner in crime is obsessed with the movie Ratatouille.
Okay.
Hell yes!
And will not stop talking about the movie Ratatouille, and I'm starting to believe that she likes Ratatouille more than me. How can I get her attention back to the dirty rat people?
That is the most buck wild thing to be jealous of, I feel like. All right.
And your question. Okay. Your name and question.
I'm Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
And this has been something that's been plaguing me for about 2 years now. About 2 years ago, I realized on my iPhone there was a downloaded version of Who Let the Dogs Out, but it was a karaoke version.
Okay.
I didn't download it, and and the only other person who shares my iTunes account, my mom, also has no idea how the hell it got there.
She says.
Yeah.
She doesn't know the password still, so I know it wasn't.
Okay.
And caveat, I can't get it off my iPhone.
Wait.
I've now transferred it to two different iPhones throughout the 2 years, and it won't go away.
So delete it.
I've no. deleted it. It won't.
It's the mask. All right.
Okay, wait, real quick, because I don't know which one we're going to do, but I do want to say this. Have you taken it to, like, a genius bar? And like
No, stop. You've killed it. I think...
I do have the audio evidence if you need to hear it as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously. I feel like Ratatouille's not going to hurt you.
You need to get on board with Ratatouille. Share the love with
Share the love. With it's your a burner. Wonderful cartoon mouse, and all it wants to do is cook in a kitchen and make
the
kitchen.
And the music is amazing.
Music's amazing, and it's a beautiful film about the triumph of the rat spirit.
The voice acting, the animation.
It's a wonderful
everything's
film.
Everything's great about
it. You have nothing to be afraid of. Unless... No, there's no unless. You're super good, I promise.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Red.
All right, here it is.
Yes, please. Bump that shit full volume. That just sounds like the song. It's...
Just wait.
Everyone be quiet.
Does it get...
Be quiet!
Now we're just listening to Who Let the Dogs Out.
It sounds like that. It's actually us. It's actually me and Travis doing it.
And someone shouted, "Who let the dogs out?"
Who? Okay.
Who let the dogs out?
Who?
Okay. It's a fucking fun tune, though.
Listen, all right, listen, hold on. No, I'm sorry, Griffin. I'm sorry. We can all shit on Who Let the Dogs Out, but we all love it.
You have got on your phone basically a party starter.
Yeah. Right.
Any awkward situation that you're in, if you just slowly start turning up the volume, and people are like, is that the fucking Bahaman?
I have to ask a question. If you don't want to answer, it's fine. But do you like to party? Do you like to party?
Hard.
Okay. Then you said that the two people who have access to your iTunes account is your mom and you, Adrian. When there's a third person that has access to it, and it might be drunk Adrian. Because...
Drunk Adrian not only downloaded it, she flipped a special switch that she knows about. Can never delete. Do not let sober Adrian delete. Permanent passcode.
I mean, you know the culprit now, but she's a way better hacker. There's just nothing you can do about it. Does that help?
Yeah.
Great. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Okay, one last question.
No, we've already got you picked. Yes, you've got it.
Hello, my name is Morgan.
Hi, Morgan. What is your question, Morgan?
So back in June, my sister went on her honeymoon with her now husband to Las Vegas. She comes back and she hands me a keychain with my name on it and a picture frame from Las Vegas of like all the cool shit and a picture of her and her husband. And I told her like, oh man, thanks, this is great, but... I kind of feel bad because I'm actually lying to her, so how can I lie? How can I layer down easy that this was actually the worst gift I've ever
Okay. Okay.
That's savage, Morgan.
What we got? Morgan, it sounds like you maybe don't even want advice. You just wanted the most public way to drag your sister.
I'm sorry, we've been missing Jorgen.
I have no idea what this is, so she got a yell at it.
Great! Now you've dragged
us. We're getting more and more popular by the day.
Okay, thank you. And what is your name?
My name is Eli.
Hi, Eli. What is your question?
So I'm transgender. I identify as a trans man. And I've only been using the men's... Thank you.
All right.
And I've only been using the men's room for about 3 years. And the only thing I know about using the men's room is that we're supposed to make... super aggressive, no eye contact.
Yeah.
And I like the way you phrase it. It's like, just like straight.
And so I'm just
Travis,
I'm just wondering if there's anything else that I don't know I'm supposed to be doing in the men's room.
Morgan, thank you so much.
Morgan, I think just only buy your sister airport gifts, because I think that's the level you all are
also,
on right now.
Put it away until your sister and her husband come over.
Just like all.
That's how adults do it.
How do you display a keychain? Okay.
Good point.
Does that... Thank you, Morgan. Thank you. Eli.
Some things you need to do in the bathroom. Run water and make it sound like you're washing your hands.
Jesus.
One thing I like to do is not wash my hands and then as I'm leaving say, I never touched it.
He literally did this. He
I did
this today at dinner. He said, I didn't touch it and left.
I didn't touch it. Why should I wash
really
my hands?
Cool.
I didn't touch it.
This works a lot. Wash your hands, look up in the mirror and just go, and then walk out the door.
Yeah.
That will always play because... Yeah. Even if you're a complete stranger to the person next to you, they'll just think, yeah.
One of the big good ones that they never tell you about in any of the books is you should try to start unbuttoning your pants as you walk through the door. So that way, you're good and ready.
Did we help?
Does that help?
Definitely.
Yes!
Thank you, Eli.
All right. That is going to do it for us, folks. Thank you to... we're going to wrap up there.
Thank you to the Riverside for having us. The theater rules.
Yes.
And honest to God, we've been in a lot of theater, and they're all really, really great.
This one has golden. This one has a free Golden Tee golf machine upstairs. Which we are fucking terrible at.
Thank you to America's favorite, Paul Saborin. For
being our dad came up. Thank you to our dad, Clint McElroy, for but Paul is kind of the dad of
he's our tour daddy.
He's our tour daddy, kind of. You guys get on the train, okay? We did. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
If you liked when Paul came out and like set down iPads and stuff, go check out Paul and Storm. It is his musical group.
It's fucking fantastic.
And they will be on the Joko cruise along with me and my wife Teresa and my dad and John
100 other people
and Jean Grey. A lot of amazing people. You can find out more details about that. Joko cruise, JOCOcruise.com. Also want to say the posters, if you haven't got one, get one of those. They're done by Stephen Sugar.
They're fantastic.
And they are beautiful.
And thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed.
And also, thank you, Milwaukee.
Thank you, Milwaukee. This was fucking great.
No shit.
You're the best.
Y'all have been an amazing audience.
You saved us. You saved our
thank
lives.
Thank you to Amtrak.
Thank you to Amtrak.
Thank you to Will,
thank you,
the guy
Will.
In the cafe on the train.
Ice cold beer. Here's a final Yahoo. Final Yahoo that was sent in by the delivery man, Seth Carlson. Thank you, Seth.
Oh, sorry. Real quick.
We're
not going to be able to hang out after the show.
Yes.
We have early flights.
Because Justin has a fever, Griffin fell over, and I arm wrestled too much.
Also, I fly back to Austin at like 6 a.m. tomorrow. Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah,
okay, anyway. So delivery man, Seth
we
Carlson.
We love you all very much.
We do love you so much.
Please just let him read the fucking thing.
Please let me read the fucking thing.
One last thing.
No.
Jesus.
Thank you, Seth. It's Yahoo Answers user Stupid.
That is it.
Asks. No, it's called Stupid. Asks. Does the word badass mean not good butt?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
I love Forget Me Nots.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Jordan.
And we've been doing Jordan Jesse Go for almost 10 years now.
And it's not gotten any easier to describe.
So we asked our fans to do it for us.
Jordan Jesse Go is a weekly conversation with
two best pals,
two hilarious friends,
the hilarious smart kids,
talking about hilarious stuff that happens to them,
mostly really stupid stuff,
awkward anecdotes, insane tangents, heartfelt stuff.
It's like being thrown in the middle of a hilarious conversation between you and your best pals.
It's a show that makes me laugh every week, which is pretty rare and wonderful.
It might be the best thing on the internet.
One of the funniest things you will hear.
And it's the best part of my week and has kept me company for the past 7 years through all sorts of life. I love those guys.
That's Jordan Jesse Go, the comedy podcast that's been named Best of iTunes.
Every Monday on MaximumFun.org or your favorite podcasting software.
I'll hug you and kiss you and love you.
Love you.
Love you.